السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ. حضرت مفتی عبد القادر صاحب دامت برکاتہ, اہلا وسہلا ومرحبا to you مفتی صاحب on this beautiful Wednesday morning. May Allah bless you and Afa with Afiat. حضرت مفتی صاحب, the platform is yours.
السلام علیکم ورحمت اللہ وبرکاتہ, بارک اللہ فیکم, معنا سلیم کریم. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahi ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa ahlul uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 3rd of Shawwal 1446. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, and verses number 8 to verse number 11. In yesterday's lesson, we informed you that Laylatul Mubarakah and Laylatul Qadr refers to the same thing, and it is the most auspicious night of the Islamic calendar. And then Almighty Allah makes everything distinct and very, very clear. Now in today's lesson, Almighty Allah is telling us, why is the surah and chapter known as Suratul Dukhan? Dukhan means smoke. You will see some places in the Arab cities, Arab countries, by the Haram Sharif also. If you know how to read Arabic, you will see it's written there, At-tadkhinu mamnu, At-tadkhinu haram. Tadkhin, smoking, is prohibited. Tadkhin, smoking, is haram, not permissible, unlawful. Suddukhan, tadkhin, all that means the same thing. But yeah, it has a special connotation and meaning. And that is what we're going to find out in today's lesson. Chapter 44, Surah Dukhan, verse number 8. La ilaha illahu, la ma'buda bihaqqin illahu. Wherever it comes, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illahu, the tafsir and commentary of it will be in Arabic, La ma'buda bihaqqin. There is no deity, there is none worthy of worship, truly speaking, illallah, except Him, Almighty Allah. La ilaha illahu, there is none worthy of worship except Him, Almighty Allah, Jalla wala. He is the only Khaliq and Creator, exclusive Creator. He is the only Malik, the only owner of the entire universe. And what does He do? Yuhyi wa yumit, He gives life. Who can give life? The doctor, the gynecologist, the surgeon, the physician? None of them can give life. Wa yumit, and He gives death. We see in a gruesome situation, terrible accident, all the adults passed away and the child lives. So who is the one who gave life and death? Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. His wisdom, me and you with our puny little brains, we can never ever fathom, comprehend fully. Little but only we will understand. So who is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? Yuhyi, He gives life. Wa yumit, and He gives death. Muhyi wa mumit, that is Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Now let us look at human beings, then we look at animals, then we look at insects and reptiles, then we look at the creation that we don't even know about that exists, whether it be the marine life under the ocean, or whether it be in the jungle and forest and so forth. Everything alone, exclusively, yuhyi wa yumit, He gives life and death. Rabbukum, He is your sustainer, nourisher, provider, O mushrikeen, O polytheists, O idol worshippers. Wa Rabbu aba'ibukumul awwaleen, and He is the sustainer, nourisher of your ancestors and your predecessors, meaning that the people who came before you, your fathers, your mothers, your parents, grandparents, and it went on and on and on till we go back to Nabi Adam alayhi salatu salam and Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha, Adam and Eve. So He's the same sustainer, nourisher, provider for you and your forefathers, nations, generations of the past. But you human being, when we speak to you the truth, what do? Just take this one verse and apply it in my life, your life, human life and jinn's life and see. 8 billion plus human being today, 7 billion, what are they busy with? Bal, nay, hum fi shakki yal'aboon, they are in doubt. They are skeptical, yal'aboon, they are playing with their Zionism, playing with their capitalism, playing with their secularism, playing with their, you must remember, all their politics, and that is how the world functions today. So these people are just playing a game to divert us away from Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Islam says, nay, we have the best, and we want to share it with the rest. And we're calling you, O human being, O jinnat, O creation, come towards Islam, the deen of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Every prophet, every messenger was a Muslim. There's no such thing as a prophet came as a Jew, as a Christian, as a polytheist, an idol worshipper. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala made that very clear. See Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, this Abrahamic accord of Trump and all these haramis and shaitans and murtads among the Muslim countries, Arab countries, who fell in that trap. You must remember that they forgot conveniently selective amnesia to read chapter 3, Surah Al-Imran and verse 67. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا وَلَكِنْ كَانَ حَنِيفًا مُسْلِمًا وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Nor was Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, Abraham peace be upon him, his Nami Ispigrami, honorable name is mentioned 69 times in the Quran, Surah Ibrahim chapter number 14, and chapter 3 Surah Al-Imran. And verse 67, Almighty Allah tells us that nor was Abraham, peace be upon him, a Jew, nor was he a Christian, and nor was he an idol worshipper. Then what was he? He was, walakin kana hanifan muslima, he was Hanif. Oh, my daughter, your beautiful name is Hanifa, wata marbuta in the end. Oh, my son, your name is Hanif. Do you know what it means? Ma'ilun anil adyan il batila and ma'ilun ilal haq. You turned away from all the false ideologies and all the cults and religion, and you only turn towards the correct religion, and that is Islam only, exclusively. And Muslima, one who submits, surrenders lovingly, willingly, sincerely. Chapter 3, verse 67. Oh, Almighty Allah made it so clear that only a person who is bent on evil will reject it. So this is how human being we play today. We get caught up in this evil web. You must remember that. And then they call that progress. They will call that modernity. They will say we must leave the shackles of religion. Religion is now out of date and out of fashion and outdated and so forth. Nay, religion is the very essence of our life. So now this tafsir you'll need to understand and understand it properly. We are discussing the word Dukhan. So Dukhan has got two connotations. One is what majority Sahaba said, Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, and Abdullah ibn Umar, and majority Sahaba, students, companions of the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for all of them we say, male, female, adult and children radiallahu anhu majma'in. They said Dukhan refers to the smoke that will come just before Qiyamah, the day of judgment, the day of justice. And this is corroborated, substantiated in authentic ahadith. If you study Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Muslim Sharif, you will find Nabi alayhi salatu salam spoke about the 10 major signs that will occur before the day of justice. And one of them, these are known as Ashratu Sa'a. These are known as Alamatul Kubra, the biggest and greatest signs. And one of them is Dukhan. So the smoke will appear and people will not know what's happening. You must remember that. So they will lose focus and so forth. One is Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anh. He made a tafsir. So that's the micro. So one is the macro. Everybody will be affected with that smoke, but Allah will protect those people who have true Iman and true Islam. But as time progresses, the Muslims will die, and then the day of justice, لا تقوم إلا على شرار خلق الله. Qiyamah will occur only on the worst type of people, the scum and the worst of the worst. Remember that. So Abdullah ibn Mas'ud says, when these mushrikeen, polytheists, were persecuting, torturing the Muslims, one day Nabi alayhi salatu salam made dua against them. The Prophet of Islam said, Ya Allah, you place upon them famine and drought, like how you placed upon the people in those times, you see, of Yusuf alayhi salam there in Egypt. So meaning, place a punishment on them. So then the famine started, the drought started, they weren't getting food and so forth. So they begged the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that please make dua to Allah, remove this. And when they looked in the sky, then you know, if you go to the ophthalmologist, you go to the optometrist, and they'll tell you when you are fasting, you must not come for an eye test, because then your vision gets weaker and it won't give the correct reading. So these people, when they used to look up in the sky, because they were so hungry, so thirsty, they would see like mist, they would see like smoke and so forth. So we will say that Abdullah ibn Mas'ud's tafsir, that is the micro, that is a sample. But the real meaning of this verse refers to what will happen and unleash, and it will be a punishment for them just before the day of justice, the day of judgment. فَارْتَقِبْ يُوْ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ فَانْتَظِرْ يُوْ wait. Meaning, let people wait and see. يَوْمَ تَعْتِ السَّمَاءُ, the day when the sky will bring بِدُخَانٍ مُبِينٍ, such smoke that is visible. You know, when there is a huge inferno fire, people don't even know which direction to go and take exit and escape. So that is the worldly one. So what about when Almighty Allah says, it will be such a big smoke, mubeen, it will be visible, and people will see, yakshan nas, it will envelope the people, and people will be going helter skelter. But this is a big punishment. Hadha adhabun aleem, and this is a punishment that's very, very painful. So see, so what must we do? We must ask Almighty Allah, chapter 3, verse 194, وَلَا تُخْزِنَا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. O Almighty Allah, do not disgrace us on the day of justice. And remember that always read, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْ فِتْنَةِ الْمَسِيحِ الدَّجَّالِ. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the trial tribulation of Masihi Dajjal. Why Masih? His eyes are damaged. And Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. Authentic hadith, Abu Dawood and Mishkat, Musnad Ahmad, and various compilations. So we should always ask Allah for protection, that before Qiyamah and after the day after our death, what will happen? Allah alone protect us min kulli su wa makruh, from all types of harm and evil. And remember that ask Almighty Allah for afiyah. And afiyah is one word, and second meaning, Ya Allah, protect us from all types of trials and tribulations, and grant us comfort and protection. So daily, O Ummah, ask Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for afiyah. Allah have mercy on us. Allah protect us min kulli su'in wa makruh. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 3rd of Shawwal, 1446. We present to you today's news, views, interviews. The Zionists, the American, and the Western press, they always conceal things. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam for the people of Yemen made 4 du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Yemenina. Ya Allah, grant us barakah and blessing in the land of Yemen. Al-Imanu Yamaniyun, second one. Iman, faith, conviction you will find there in Yemen. Wal-Hikmatu Yamaniya, third one. And the true wisdom you will find there in Yemen. Wal-Fiqhu Yamaniyun, and the true understanding of deen and religion you will find there in Yemen. So all 4 parts of the hadith are mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. And for Saudi Arabia, their capital Riyadh and those areas there, you call it Najd. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refused to make dua for them, notwithstanding the fact that he alone exclusively was, is, will always be Rahmatul Alameen. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was, he is, he will always be a mercy to the entire universe and creation. Why did the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam refuse to make dua for these Najdis, these people in Riyadh and Saudi Arabia and surroundings? Hunaka al-fitan wa zalazil, hadith Bukhari Sharif. You will find the fitnas coming from there. Just look at the moon and a phantom sighting. Millions of people, you deprive them of fasting on Sunday. And just to make Israel, America, and some satanic forces happy and destroy the Muslim Ummah. So therefore, they're not fit that you make dua for them. If you look at the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that does not mean that every Najdi is bad. It does not mean we must not make dua for the Haramain Sharifain. We must make dua for Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara. We make dua for them also. Almighty Allah, grant them hidayat. And if there's no guidance, then Almighty Allah decimates and destroys them. The poorest country in the Arab world, Yemen. So Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blessed them. And you see the richest country, Saudi Arabia, Allah Ta'ala deprived them, meaning wahi. And remember, came to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Najdis. So they got 2 things, they're Najdis and Wahhabis. And we reject and condemn both, remember. So why all this? Yemen, they down 2 US drones, is more than 40, 50 drones and missiles and whatever America is attacking. Yemen, Swan'a, Hudaydah, and our Yemeni brothers are busy. Yesterday I sent it out, how they attacked the Americans, you must remember. And you will hear they speaking Arabic in the background and so forth. The Zionist, American, Western media, Haramis will not show you all that. Minama on Friday, a terrible earthquake, and 1/4 to 1/3 of the victims are Muslim. So we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. This is your old Burma. And remember, many Muslims there up to this day. So about, say, 1/4 to 1/3 were Muslims. And the numbers are rising. Over 3,000 now and still will rise because there are some areas are inaccessible. Israel in the past 24 hours murders over 50 Palestinians in Gaza. And when they killed the aid workers, they killed the United Nations staff member. They just made shallow graves. And what they said? They said, no, we didn't shoot them. These Israelis are biggest liars, biggest murderers, and biggest swines and pigs you can find on this earth. The scum, you must remember, are the Jutlas and the Jews. And the Quran has told us, Allah has cursed them. In so many and several verses, remember that. Trump to trumpet away tonight, Wednesday night, American time. And he will be speaking about his tariffs. You know, tariff is a term in America they use for taxes. You see that? And speaking about that, there was one Metcalf there, Mr. Booker. Mr. Booker spoke for 25 hours. 25 hours, and he broke all the records in America. In that 25 hours, 24 hours, he condemned Trump. He condemned the Trump administration and he condemned the party, Republican Party. So that is how he came into the record books. And so 25 hours the guy spoke, you must remember that. Can you believe it? Madcaps, you know they are. Israel says there's enough food in Gaza. Imagine for months now there's no food coming in, and Israel, the murderers, the apartheid regime, the children of Hitler, and Hitler was right, he did a good job, if you ask me, you understand? On many issues we agree with him. He had to make a sample example of the Jutlas and see what they are doing now. That they stole the land of Palestine, and they are worse than the Nazis and so forth and so on. So remember that. But the bakeries are all closing up. There isn't enough flour. There isn't enough food and so forth. So deliberate genocide, starvation, with the blessing of America and the Western powers and the Arab countries who are helping them. For what you think Trump is going to Saudi Arabia, to UAE, and to Qatar and all that. Every one of the richest Arab states. So you cut deals with them. Don't worry about Gaza. That these Palestinians you don't have to worry about. And these idiots fall for that. Bibi Netanyahu, the war criminal, is going to Budapest today. So in the Haaretz newspaper last night, I had a good chuckle. So they made a cartoon. So he's telling the president there of Hungary that maybe I'll stay longer. And the bottom, they got the Qatar Gate. The Qatar Gate is going to destroy him. How he received millions and billions from Qatar and how they used him to finance Hamas as well. So money was going to Hamas via Netanyahu and his agents and so forth. So therefore, 2-3 of them are already arrested. So he is going to fall and straight jail to prison, inshallah. Le Pen, Marine Le Pen, she hates Islam and Muslims. Anyway, she is banned for the 2027 elections and for embezzlement. She stole money of the European Union and she says she will appeal and then there will be another hearing and so forth. The West and America in particular are saying Iran cannot have nuclear and we will attack them, we will do this. So now America is bringing its ships and so forth. So Iran say, we're ready. We will blow up the Strait of Hormuz. We will blow up the Arab countries. We will put the whole Middle East on fire. I agree with Iran. Iran a pakka kafir Shia. So why the hell they can't have nuclear? If Israel, the biggest terrorist, and America, the biggest terrorist, can have so many nuclear, so why Iran can't have? So remember, if India can have, so Pakistan can have, so why Iran cannot have? So remember that this is one game they play, and they want to fool the Arabs, you see that? So you guys better pay more and more for security. So that's the game they play, but only idiots fall in their trap. Israeli army, they have their platoons, they are small parties there. They keep the Palestinians as their slaves and they use them, you see, as target practice. Where dangerous situations occur, they send the Palestinians in first so they can get blown up and so forth. So these are the most moral army, the haramis, you should tell the world. Today we know they are the biggest criminal army in the world. A UK rapist has raped more than 50 women and he raped 10 women there in China as well. They say one of the worst serial rapists in the world, in our British history, in the UK. So that is how they are, these people. You must remember that. When you don't have Iman, then you become just like an animal and worse than an animal. Ulaika kal an'ami bal hum adall. They are like animals and worse than animals. So the only way to bring down Netanyahu and his cronies and comrades, so the opposition say, don't enlist and do not go to the army. So that is an easy way to bring them down. There in India, there's a Christian priest. His surname is Singh. So he was now busy raping a woman and so forth, found guilty. So now they arrested him and he will spend the remainder of his life there in jail. So that is what they do. They come here by us, the Jehovah's Witnesses, and male and female. I wonder why they always move around male and female. So then you ask them, are you married? So maybe you guys are busy. We don't know. You see that? So they want to speak of justice and all those kind of things there. So Allah alone knows what they do when they're alone. 95 people arrested in Zimbabwe for anti-government protest. Zimbabwe again, downward spiral, remember. South Africa finished. ANC wasting everybody's time. The 0.5%, you know, VAT increase for this year, 2025. 2026, all scrapped, wasting our money, millions and billions of rands and so forth. So all that has been scrapped, we see good riddance. Trump trumpeting away. Trump says, we will make refugee centers in South Africa for the Afrikaner, for Pitskit and Van der Merwe and Malan and de Klerk and all these Afrikaners who want to go there. Into the yard of a refugee camp, and then we will have a process. Then who can come to America and so? Hey, Buddha, Khanna, the refugee camp. You see that? Back up now. Trump will wach for yella. You see that? On part picky Afrikaans now. So, Salah Haramis, you stay in South Africa, you make apartheid, you call us non whites, you put boards everywhere, and you said no non whites and no dogs. Do you think we forgot all these things? And today you want to say you're oppressed? You get out from here. You go to America, go to hell. Just like the Jutlas, you can footsack. For you all, I use the word footsack, and I use it deliberately because you use the word in Afrikaans. You don't like South Africa. You want to cry by Trump. You go to hell. Remember that. That is our advice to you. So the tax man in South Africa, they receive more than what they expected. You must remember this. So therefore, they could scrap that whole VAT business. Imagine SARS. Their projected amount was, I'm just giving a figure out of my head, just say 1 trillion, send rand, whatever. They receive more than that. So now they're smiling, you see that. They say our policies are working. Petrol price today decreased and so forth, you know, 90 cent, 80 cent, whatever it is. So all that, so the budget will be passed. Whether DA agrees, don't agree, now they got enough support from the other smaller parties and it will go through. So today our program, remember, Moana Salman Yunus, 8:30 to 9, with Moana Zahid Khan. And thereafter, inshallah, 11 to 12 will be Bliss of Marriage and 1 to 2 Tafsir. Today it's Wednesday, my brother. It is Shawwal, my sister. So after Zuhur Salat, make special dua for Gaza, make special dua for Afghanistan, make special dua for Congo and Sudan, make special dua for Kashmir and India, so many places and our beloved country as well. I don't belong to any party, but we need to speak the truth. If Muslims are wrong, we must say Muslims are wrong. If the Jutlas are wrong, we must name them and shame them. And if the Arab tenpot dictators are wrong, we must name them, shame them, and nail them. That is what Islam teaches us. We don't have to curry favor with any person, any organization, any politician, any country for that matter. Jima Salim, we have about 15 minutes left. So let us fire up, inshallah. 12, 15 minutes left. So let us fire up with the Q&A, inshallah.
Okay, sir, is abortion permissible for medical reasons where the life of the mother is at stake?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. I told you before that what Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, the genius, taught us. Obviously, we didn't meet him. He was born in 150 after the migration, after Hijrah. He passed away in 204, born in Gaza al-Mubarakah. Passes away there in Cairo, Egypt, 54 years only. But what a bright and great legacy he left behind. So you must remember that ma min amin illa wa qad khussa anhu al-ba'ath. You will never get a general law in Islam. But you will have few exemptions and few exclusions. Abortion, haram, absolutely haram, unlawful in Islam. These shaitans, they want to tell us about, you understand, they had human rights. The first human right is life, and therefore abortion is haram. but this Western democracies, they promote it and so forth. So all that is haram. Yes, in one, two isolated cases, you must remember it will be permissible within the first 4 months. After 4 months, it's not permissible at all, because ensoulment has taken place. The hadith in Muslim Sharif, that after 4 months, then remember the soul is taking place, is inserted, and it is already, and that is Allah Ta'ala's system, remember that. So after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, permissible in few cases, isolated cases. Example, a lady is raped, Muslim lady, or non-Muslim lady. So now she wants to ask us that in this situation, I fell pregnant, she fell pregnant. So what must she do? So after 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, we'll tell her, yes, you can go for termination of pregnancy, you can go for abortion, and so forth and so on. So these are there. Just to say that the mother's life is in danger, since when we did in today's tafsir, yuhyi wa yumeet, the doctors are not Allah. They told us COVID will kill us. I told you they're big liars. I challenged them. It's not my field. But yet I was right and they were wrong. What you will say then? They made millions and billions of people idiots and fools. So remember, we don't accept what the doctor says. Life and death is solely. How many a time in our listeners you can ask, the doctor told the lady, you must abort the baby. Your child will be born Down syndrome. Your child will be born abnormal and so forth. I said, you leave all these doctors. You turn to Almighty Allah and read chapter 37, verse 100. Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh Allah, Jalla wa Allah, grant me pious children. Ya Allah, grant me normal children. So you must remember that. Then they contacted us, my child is healthy, bouncing, walking, talking, and the doctor was wrong and you were right. It's not I'm right, it's Allah is always right. So we reject that, that maybe the mother will die and this happened and all that. That's all speculation. Our verdicts cannot be based on speculation. Our verdict has to be based on fact and not fiction. So therefore, not permissible what you are suggesting.
Mufti Sahab, what is the maximum days that a woman can stay in nifas, and what happens after 40 days? Can she continue reading her namaz and take her ghusl?
Remember, postnatal. You see, natal is called natal, birth. Natal means natal, birth. So postnatal, after giving birth, postpartum. So when we study our Islamic scholars and jurors, the Hanafis and the Hanbalis say that today your wife gave birth, so mashallah, 40 days is the maximum days. So for nifas and the postnatal, Hanafis and Hanbalis, H and H. And the Shafi'is, Malikis say maximum is 60 days. Now you, my sister, you gave birth, you see. So now our Mona Umar, mashallah, our Haji Muhammad Ikhlas son, so his wife, Haji Muhammad Ikhlas daughter-in-law, gave birth on Eid day, first Shawwal. You see that on Monday, mashallah. So now first child. So now after 20 days, 25 days, 30 days, 35 days, whatever, we made dua for all of them, mashallah, and we sent it to them as well. So now when you give birth to your first baby, so you must make a note, when did the bleeding stop? Did it stop 25 days? Did it stop 30 days? Did it stop 35 days? So that is called your adat, your habit. So when you're going to give birth the second time, third time, you must compare it. If it is the same, or it's more, or it's less, or whatever. So like that. So, but it's important you make a note of it, okay? So now, if you, my sister, you are bleeding for 39, 40 days and it stops, so then you take a ghusl, you take a compulsory mandatory bath, and then you start your salat and namaz and everything. All the salat that you must remember that is waived off, is maaf. You don't have to make qaza of it or anything, just like menses. But your fasting, you must, so that you have to keep, you must remember that. Because you got 11 months to keep the qadar, there's no problem with that. So that you should understand. Let's say you went over 40 days and you are following the Hanafi Hanbali school, so you must remember you take a bath, compulsory bath, and you resume your salat, you resume your fasting, you resume your tilawat and recitation of Quran and so forth. But if you are following the Shafi'is, Malikis, you still wait, because the maximum period day is 60 days. So that is how you will understand it. And remember that our Indian people got some customs. So huawar, they call huawar, swawar. In our Mehman swawar and Gujarati surti huawar, and lot of words they use. So for confinement, she must go to the mother's place and stay there 40 days. In Islam, there's no such thing like that. It's just a riwaj, a rasam. And remember that the husband has to give permission. If the husband says, no, you must come home, she has to come home. But for practical purposes, she doesn't even know how to carry a baby or breastfeed the baby. So her beloved mother will teach her all the tactics and so forth. So it's good if she goes there. But there's no such thing that she must stay there 40 days. And that's just an Indian custom, not based on Sharia, but based on the tradition and custom.
Okay, Sahib, I want to ask, what happens if you break your roza 2 or 3 minutes after the azan?
Remember that if you broke your fast 2 or 3 minutes after azan, because why, you were busy with your dua or something, you were so engrossed, and so azan went, and then you say, hey, azan is finished or about to finish, so there won't be any sin upon you. But if you make it a habit and so forth, then it becomes makruh. Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam's authentic hadith of Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, Targhib wa Tarheeb, La tazalu ummati bi khairin ma ajjalul fitr, that the ummah will always remain in goodness as long as they make a haste and make quick in iftar. So once you are sure that the sunset has taken place, then do not procrastinate and delay and so forth. These kuffar Shias, when I went to Iran, whether it was Tehran, whether it was Ray, whether it was Qum, Isfahan, Shiraz, all these places I visited, I used to go to the masjid. They are called Husainiya. I don't read salat behind them, but I just go like a foolish guy. They don't know, you know. But we played a little bit clever with them, and see, you see, with these enemies, you must do like that. Al-harbu khuda, you see, war is deception. So we just make like we don't know what's happening, but we went as an investigating journalist to get all the information. So they wait 15 minutes, 20 minutes daily after sunset. They wait till some stars appear. And so Nabi sallallahu said, that is prohibited, and that is the habit of the Jews. So it's nothing surprising for us. So the Jutlas do that when they fast. They wait for 15, 20 minutes, half an hour, and then they break the fast. So the Jutlas are the father, mother, and the children are the Shias. Shias are children of the Jutla, both haramis. And if you want a reference of this hadith, that the Jews do that, go and see Targhib wa Tarheeb. And if you want a reference, that the Shias are originally, their father, founding father was a Jew. So go open their book, Shia book, Rijalul Kashi by Nobakhti, and you will find it there. The Muassis and founding father of Shia Azam Kana Yahudiyan was a Jew, Abdullah bin Sabah, during the time of Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anh. So everything we're telling you, we'll give you the references. You just have to refer to it, and that is how you finish them up, these enemies of Islam.
Just have a little question from a sister. Can I go to the graveyard to my son's father and mother's grave to read Fatiha and greet them? Can I get off and go to the grave, or must I sit in the car and read?
You can't get off the car and go right by the grave and all that. That's haram, not permissible. I gave you so many a time these three incidents and ahadith mentioned in Sunan al-Nasai. So, la'ana Allahu zairatil kubur. Allah's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard. La'ana Allahu zawaratil kubur. Allah's curse is on the women who visit the graveyard excessively. And Sayyida Fatima was one day walking. Nabi Muhammad Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam rahmatul alamin asked her, my beloved daughter, my sahib zadi, my ladli, my pyari, what you doing outside? She said, Ya Rasulallah, Ya Abati, I went outside because why? Somebody passed away. I went to offer condolences, ta'ziyah. Did you go to graveyard? She said, La, I didn't go. He, Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, had you gone to graveyard, you would not enter Jannah. Who is telling who? Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling his beloved daughter, Fatima to Sayyidatu Nisa'i Ahlil Jannah, the leader of the women in Jannah, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi. So from where we came, when our wives came, when our daughters and sisters came, not permissible, especially in this day and age where so many other haram factors come, so not permissible. Sit in the car outside and you are passing by there, your husband, brother will go inside. And you from there in the car, you make dua, you make fatiha, you do all the duas mentioned in Quran and Sunnah.
So we'll take the last question. If a baby was born on Sunday night, when will be the seventh day for the baby?
So remember, Sunday night means Monday. So now when will be the seventh day? The Sunday. So now that Sunday night, so after Maghrib and after sunset is already the next day. So we will say, Wulid al Ibn, oh, you're saying the boy was born. When? On Yawm al Isnain. Like how Nabi Muhammad Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Milad Mubarak, honorable birth took place at 4:35. You see that on that Monday in Makkah Mukarramah. Why we know it's 4:35? To show the message of the messenger is a Nurani message, a message filled with Nur, radiance and effulgence. And that was the time, 20th April 571, Gregorian calendar, 435, 437, 436. That time was Subah Sadiq. So you, Ya Rasulullah, what is your mandate? لِتُخْرِجَ النَّاسَ مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ. Chapter 14, verse number 1, you must take the people out from the darknesses in which they are groping in and bring them towards Islam. Alayna an nu'athir wa la nata'athir. O Muslim, O Muslima, my final message to you, we must have an impact on people and influence on people and not get influenced by them or we get influenced by their cultures. That we must reject and always present Islam. Islam is the best. And we want to share it with the rest. Barakallahu feek, Jazakallahu khair, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.